Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, sweet. So you know what I'm in the mood for?
Oi! What's that?
There's seriously an alien on this recording.
It's really bizarre. But when it happened, I don't know, it's probably just coincidence, but I moved the table and I was wondering maybe it was creepy. Creepy AF. Okay. Yeah, we'll hear it too.
Okay. Yes, we do. Maybe we should just address the elephant in the room, which is that there's an alien in this recording.
Yeah. So. Let's just bring it out of the bag from the get-go. So we were going to do a scripted opening, but let's just roll with that.
Zoe, what are you excited for? Nothing.
Abducting. Getting abducted. No, I'm not excited for it.
No.
But you know what? If an alien is in the room, let's invite them. Let's make friends. Invite them to have a pint at the pub with us.
Okay, your name is Zoe. My name is Sophia, by the way.
Yes.
And we're going to be your alien hosts this evening.
Exactly.
For a pint at the pub.
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
You know who's a real human alien?
Who?
Ansel Elgort.
Ugh. Tell me about it.
Have you seen the music video for
Thief?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Call me a thief. There's been a robbery. The thing that's the most irritating about that song, and there's many things, is how he pronounces... And in my apartment, I got something on the parchment.
Oh, dude.
The darkness.
I don't know where his pop career is going to go, but I'm excited to watch it.
Down the drain, I hope.
But he's like, also his career is pretty thriving.
Down the drain, I hope. Let me repeat.
Separately, the other thing that really annoys me from that video.
His outfit with the tassels.
Oh my god, too many tassels. There's so many tassels.
Whatever Ansel Elgort would ever want to do with those tassels. It's too much. And the length of them is...
absurd.
It's absurd, to be quite honest. It's like, it's in the way. Like, if Ansel Elgort wearing his regular jacket in that video was walking down the street and there was, like, let's say a dog poo on the sidewalk, he would drag his tassels by accident, just with his hands by his side, through the dog poo and then streak it around the city.
Do you think Ansel Elgort would leave the house in a full leather pant and leather tassel suit with no shirt? Just walking dog poo
On a regular basis? Yeah, because he thinks he's a superhero. But I thought you were going to ask, do you think Ansel Elgort would like to know we're talking about him?
Okay.
Oh my god, the alien is Ansel Elgort.
Dude!
The alien is Ansel Elgort. Or at least the alien likes Ansel Elgort. So the alien doesn't want us to shit talk Ansel Elgort.
Do you think that Ansel Elgort, when he went into his fitting for, like, trying on his outfits for this video, was like, like this outfit, but needs more tassel?
No, I don't think there was a fitting. I think he went to shoot the video and it was like a, you know how, like, you can get a package vacation?
Mm-hmm.
I think he got the package video where there was one outfit and it was the one with the tassels and he was like, this is actually sick, though.
Fun fact, his real girlfriend is in the video. And I don't know. It's just so weird. I hate it so much. You should really watch it.
It's. And the thing is, once you watch it a couple times, and you will watch it a couple times because it's so loathsome, you will start to like the song. And you're not going to like yourself about it.
Also, fun fact, Timothy Chalamet went to the same high school as Ansel Elgort and their friends.
Oh, wait. Mm.
Doesn't that put a damper on?
Yeah, it does put a damper on Timothy Chalamet. Anyway, this is just the kind of stuff that you'd be chatting with your friends about over a pint at the pub.
Absolutely. Bring it back to the theme, baby.
Back to the theme. So the chips today are very special and interesting. Why, Sophia?
Well, because we got them from a very special chip listener.
Nicole!
Nicole is a listener from Calgary, I believe.
And she's just outside of Calgary, I think, but around those parts.
Let's be clear. It's Alberta for sure.
For sure. Let's be clear about that.
And she sent us a lovely care package to Chip headquarters and sent us some Calgary Stampede swag, some chips, and a really awesome letter that would, on the front of it, had a Dorito rose on it. It was beautiful.
A rose made out of real life Doritos. It was so beautiful.
I'm obsessed with it.
Anyway, she sent us Mackey's of Scotland haggis and cracked black pepper flavor.
Which I've been wanting to try forever.
Me too. And guess what? I'm going to say something right out of the gate. I like haggis.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless. What's the other flavor we have?
The second flavor we have is by the brand Burt's, and it's Guinness flavor.
I'm betting, wild card, that's going to taste malty.
I'm guessing it's going to taste...
yeasty?
Yeasty as fuck.
Right. So this is kind of like a Scottish, Irish, pub themed sort of chip
episode. Schmear. If we were at the pub with Ansel Elgort, what is something that you'd want to chat with him about or ask him about, you personally?
Me personally?
And you wouldn't be with me. It would just be you and Ansel.
Right.
Friendly
encounter.
I know
what my first question would be.
What?
It would be, how many times have you used those tassels on that weird jacket for things other than tasseling?
Great question.
I imagine you're going for a hike. He might take those incredibly long leather tassels on his jacket and on each one tie up a kind of like a
small
cliff
dog.
Bar.
Oh.
Or like a fruit, dehydrated fruit bar, mm-hmm. something good for hiking, mm-hmm. and roll it up in his tassel and tie it so that as he eats every bar on his hike, one of the tassels is released.
God. Do you picture him to be much of a hiker? Is that why
I
you
do.
Keep going
I do.
On this hiking thing?
Yeah. I only said it once, I think. Did I say more than that?
No, once, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why do I keep doing it? Yeah.
I guess that was a bit strong.
I guess I picture him as a hiker. That would probably be my first question. Yeah. What would you be talking about with Ansel at
okay.
the pub?
Can you say apartment for me?
In
aliens
regular...
Back. Aliens back. Aliens back. It's all... I seriously think it's because Ansel's possessing this recording.
What the hell?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So, what were you saying before we got interrupted by the alien?
I mean, we were talking about Ansel Elgort, but I think maybe we should stop considering we keep on getting...
I think we should keep going.
Yeah, let's anger this alien.
Should we open these chips up?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Sophia. You're at the pub.
Yep.
Do you start with ordering a haggis and cracked black pepper, or do you start with ordering a Guinness? My thing is, I think we're starting with a round of Guinness.
Oh, 100%.
And then we get our meal after.
Oh, yeah.
So let's open the Guinness
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm slightly curious about reading the back of the bag, which says this is a love story like no other.
Slightly curious? I'm fully curious. Go
for
it.
Meeting the finest artisan crisp with taking taste buds to new extremes. The result is a mouthwatering crisp. Don't forget, these are from the UK.
Mm.
With the bitter, sweet flavor of this iconic Irish stout. And we hope you agree, a crunch like never witnessed before. Witnessed? Well, I would say that's not something I'm going to see. It's something I'm going to feel and taste. Let's open these up. Oh, yeah, that smells like a smelly old Guinness.
It smells like sourdough.
So neither of us drinks beer.
Disclaimer.
So let's see how we do with these.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow. It's like a flavor unlike anything.
Texture is one of the nicest textures I've seen in a chip. The flavor, for me, no. I'm not buying it again.
Is Ansel a kind of Guinness guy? Or
definitely a Guinness guy. Ansel loves Guinness. And you want to know something interesting about Guinness?
What?
The brewery in Dublin opened in 1759. And guess what? On New Year's Eve 59, that is 1759, he signed a 9,000-year lease. And I think it was £45. You know, that's a perpetual lease if I've ever heard of one.
Arthur Guinness sounds like Arthur Christmas, which leads me to believe that he's like an ageless figure who will be around forever.
I think he'll probably be around till the end of that night. He's seeing that lease through. And that's actually a wise business move for an immortal.
Because
he can leave, go around the country, go around the world even, come back 200 years later.
He's still got a pied à terre.
Absolutely that. And also the staff has done its turnaround in that 200 years.
Yeah.
And he comes back and I'm Arthur Guinness, mumbles under his breath. They're like, oh, it's Arthur Guinness's progeny's progeny,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But little do they know, it's actually Arthur Guinness.
Almost like a vampire, but...
But instead of fueled by blood, fueled by Guinness.
Yeah, for sure.
Look, our server has arrived in this pub that we're at with the
main
haggis
course
and cracked black pepper, main course.
Just looking on the back of our main course meal
nice
bag.
Nice Scottish flag on the front.
Yeah, Mackey's is a great brand.
Okay.
Ode to hamster.
That is a very pungent ode. Okay, these are the flattest chips I've ever seen.
Yeah, they look like real potato slices.
Cheers. Mmm! Wow.
I honestly don't remember what haggis tastes like, really.
Okay. Haggis is like a porridge. Basically made out of the offals of animals, I think mostly sheep.
Mm-hmm.
The origin, questionable. Nobody really knows. Some people say it might even be as old as the Roman times.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially what it was is you'd go out hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You catch or whatever. And there's some stuff you bring back to base camp. And there's some stuff it's going to go bad right away, like the guts and organs. You chop all that stuff up. You put some nice fat, some nice spices.
Mm-hmm.
You stick it in the stomach. You don't need to bring a Tupperware.
Is that what it?
It's what it is. It's because it's a good sack, and then you just throw it on the stove, and you eat it. And that's how it happened.
Does meat casing freak you out or turn you on?
For me, that's going to be a neutral.
Neutral? Okay.
Doesn't really freak me out. Definitely does not turn me on.
Should we talk about tiny bit how ancient condoms were made out of meat casing?
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
So I guess, you know,
this is important to talk about.
Safe sex has been practiced for quite a long time. Not well, but
yeah.
Old condoms used to be made out of parts of animals.
Well,
casings.
I think it was the same thing you put a sausage in. It's just the intestines, you know?
Yeah, and just then you would intestines. Tie it with a ribbon.
Yeah.
So in the white wig era of time, it was for syphilis. But before then, I guess it must have been, I don't know, anti-baby?
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Or anti-disease?
It's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah. And I wonder if people still do that.
You mean use like a sheepskin kind of... You know what? Who I can kind of imagine doing that? Somebody who is sort of in the LARPing scene and wants to, for one weekend, really live like an accurate throwback life.
I can't imagine that would be awesome.
I would imagine it would probably reek a little bit.
that yeah. also.
And also, where are you sourcing your sausage casing?
Yeah, exactly.
And now sausage casing, when you think about that, those two words together, they're going to take on a whole different meaning for you.
100%.
Because you might be having a little frisky moment, and you say, hey, do you have a sausage? I mean, do you have a sausage casing?
And instead your partner. Instead of saying condom. Yeah. That would immediately kill the mood, I think.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to, I guess.
Sausage casing available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Use everything.
Yeah, hey, just use it all. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all edible. I guess.
Daddy, do you want some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausage? Just what you've written down in our notes, except for you wrote Danny. That's a Tom Green skit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to talk about that one?
No, because I got it wrong.
Okay. Okay, Sophia, I want to bring up some pop culture that's recently come to the fore in terms of our pop culture sphere.
Yeah.
There's a really, really catchy song that I'm going to go ahead and say we are both fans of.
You mean other than Thief by Ansel Elgort?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which fans is, you know, loose. I would say Stockholm Syndrome is like how that applies to us for that one. Yeah. It's an Ed Sheeran song.
Called?
It's called Galway Girl. Finished a bag of Doritos and a bottle of wine. Yeah. How does it go? Anyway, nice little chip shout out in that song.
I think Ed Sheeran named one of his cats
Dorito.
Dorito, yeah.
I wonder if it's after that song.
Or after the chip?
Less likely, I think.
That's like his other song when he said dangerously cheesy and he didn't know that it was a trademark line.
Right, and then he got sued by Chester, the Cheeto.
Himself, yeah, yeah.
And that was actually one of the most exciting lawsuits of the century, I'd say.
Of the century, yeah. Absolutely. Maybe since the Roman times.
Yeah.
The most exciting thing since Haggis, probably.
I would say that, yeah.
Okay, Zoe, Ed Sheeran or Ed the Sock? No context needed.
Ed Sheeran.
Why?
Oh, I thought I was not allowed to give any context.
No, I'm not allowed to give any.
I get it. Ed Sheeran, just because we've been talking about Galway Girl and pub life, and I would love to be in a pub right now, like let's say in a shut-in, like dancing to live music and having a great time, and maybe even listening to Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a dirty, rancid hot tub with a talking anthropomorphized sock from the 90s.
Ah, weird.
So that's my tip. What's your take on that one?
I'm the same. Okay. And you know what? I also want to say
same reasoning?
This. Same reasoning, 100%. Yeah. I also don't want to be in a hot tub with Ed the Sock.
And the weird thing is, like, Ed the Sock, is he, like, even in the hot tub? He's just, like, sitting beside the hot tub watching you in the hot tub? It's weird.
That's
it's always
weirder.
Been weird.
Like, if you're going to be in the hot tub, be in the hot tub, dude.
Yeah. You're a sock. You're not... You know, you're not allergic to water.
Yeah.
You're a
yeah.
sock.
Don't forget that. You're a sock.
Don't forget who you are, where you came from, and what you are. No.
You're a weird Much Music video DJ. VJ DJ.
Made out of a sock. Let's talk about Arthur Guinness again. I want to know more about his background.
Yeah. If we were going to sit at the pub with Arthur Guinness in 1792.
You'd say, how long have you been alive?
Up until now. Yeah.
Is he Immortan Joe?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I took a couple steps. I didn't explain myself.
You went there and I like Thank it. You. I picture him more to be like a monk wearing sort of burlap sack-esque clothing.
Mm-hmm. Like sort of like the Arthur Guinness of 1759.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But always wearing the burlap sack because he just finds it so comfortable and versatile.
Burlap sack. That could be Yeezy. That could be 1920s.
100%. It's humble and timeless.
Exactly.
And I also picture him to have hair, like, none on the top, but long on the sides.
So classic monk.
Yeah.
Monk look.
Yeah.
Almost, you know who I'm picturing almost to the T is in the movie The Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
The creature man who tortures Wesley in that underground lair, who is sort of... has never seen sunlight before.
Yeah.
Wearing definitely some kind of burlap sack.
Yeah.
Does not really have hair on the top of his head and has long, scraggly, blonde, brown hair.
And yet at the same time, we want to watch him. We want to know his story. We want to drink his beer.
What an unlikely and yet forthcoming fashion icon.
Absolutely.
You know?
You know, it's funny, but you are so right about that Yeezus note.
Yes.
Yeezus? Yeezy.
Yeah, the fashion house.
The fashion house of Kanye West. Absolutely modeled off of the Princess Bride and Arthur Guinness himself.
Definitely.
And if it isn't, I don't know what is.
If only we could sit down with Kanye himself and ask for his inspirational.
You know, there's a few people I'd be inviting to my pub crawl right now. It's Kanye West. It's Arthur Guinness. It's Ansel Elgort. Yep. It's definitely, Helen Mirren. Why not?
Well, I wanted to ask you. Say you were at the pub with, for example, Arthur Guinness.
Ed Sheeran. Oh, yeah.
Same. And there, you know how at many pubs, there's finger foods on the bar tables, like nuts, sometimes there's chips, sometimes popcorn. Are you inclined to eat those that have been sitting out for a long time without a second? Never?
Definitely not, dude, because I've got allergies. I can't be just poking around into old food.
What about Arthur Guinness? Would he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he runs the show, dude. And I'm not talking about the show of Guinness. I'm talking about he runs the show.
And he's
basically 7,000 years old, at least expecting to be.
Yeah.
So he's signed the lease in perpetuum 7,000 years. I don't think he's afraid of a little bit of bar nuts gone sour, if you know what I mean.
No, you're right.
And if anything, he's knows something that we don't know. There's some good bacteria in there that's keeping him alive a little longer.
Yeah, it's the probiotics.
He's not afraid.
Probiotics from the Guinness, probiotics from the truck nuts, bar nuts.
My question for you, though, Sophia, is Arthur Guinness present day, I'm not talking Arthur Guinness 1759, he is on one of these around the world trips where he's sort of shedding his old persona, about to come back to Ireland, 100 years later when all the people he knows have died and nobody can claim to know him anymore. He ends up in the South. He's driving a truck. Does he put truck nuts on his truck?
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah. I mean, he pulls some weird moves sometimes, but I think we respect him all more for it. I hate truck nuts. I think they're disgusting. Mm-hmm. But if Arthur Guinness wants to put them on his truck, I think he's just having a laugh.
Let me ask you this. Arthur Guinness has truck nuts or not. Does he use a sausage case?
On the truck nuts? Well, being the Scotsman that he is, absolutely. It's an ode to haggis.
Right.
Yeah, pure animal stomach
he's
or
not,
intestines.
I think he's actually Irish.
Right. Pure Irish montage for the Scottish dish haggis. Yeah, absolutely. He puts sausage casing on his truck nuts. He's at least modest, you know?
What is a hag? What? What is a haggis montage? What is a haggis montage? Is that just like a slow motion, like a PowerPoint presentation of different haggises with music going?
Yeah,
has Galway Girl like in the back.
Yeah, and it's about 30 seconds per slide.
Oh my god, it's just different photos and videos of haggis doing stuff. With Galway Girl playing in the background. And that is, folks and gentlemen and ladies and women and people, that is Arthur Guinness. Oh, speaking of haggis and montages, did you know, in the same way that Australia has that fake animal, the drop bear, which is supposed to be like a koala that falls out of trees, did you know that Scotland has a fake animal? And it's called the wild haggis.
Yeah.
Because so many people didn't know what haggis was, or don't to this day even know what haggis is. Because it's basically, let's be honest, just mushed up guts.
And yeah.
That's not really, tourism brochure 101. That's not what you're putting front and center on a steaming hot platter.
No.
Mushed guts. No, that doesn't sound enticing. It's delicious, but it's not the front seller.
That's the first
seller.
Thing you say.
That's right. So people didn't know what haggis was, and they started... I don't know who did this, but someone started talking about wild haggis, and they would just have a little haggis on legs running around the countryside, and they said that they just would catch a haggis in the countryside. I think it looked sort of like a swine of some sort, but the one thing about the wild haggis that was really special is that two of their legs were shorter than the others, so they had this like lopsided lope. And a survey of Americans, a poll was done as recently as, I think, like 10, maybe 15 years ago, and over a third of Americans believed that truck nuts were real. That wild haggis was a real thing.
That is so dumb. That's ridiculous. Wow.
Anyway, yeah.
On that note, should we choose
Let's choose a winner. Let's choose a winner.
Okay, Zoe.
All this talk of Arthur Guinness makes me want to be so much more loving the Guinness chips.
I know.
But you know what? Arthur Guinness is a man of the world, as we know.
Yeah, he doesn't need us.
He's sitting down. He's got a 7,000-year lease. Like, he's good. But he doesn't need our pump up right now. He doesn't need our plug.
Yeah.
At the same time, Arthur Guinness going for a pint at the pub, sits down and has a Guinness. He's probably ordering a haggis.
He's a traditional guy.
Why the hell not?
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to fault us for
choosing haggis.
And that's what we've done.
Chosen haggis.
Done.
Arthur Guinness approved. Oh, maybe. We need to do the Ansel Elgort chant.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
So let's
do you want to do like 30 seconds of saying Ansel Elgort and see what happens?
Okay, ready? Ansel Elgort.
Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort.
It's actually a real tongue twister. Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort.
Ansel Elgort.
Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort.
In the darkness. Okay, I think we officially spooked away the Ansel Elgort alien.
But we want to say thank you again to our dear listener Nicole, who sent us these chips because
we loved them.
We loved them. We loved the care package. Like, we were so touched.
Yeah.
And also, this has taken us to such a nice place in our minds.
I agree.
You know,
these two chips
took us to a different place.
I'm going to have so many fantasies and fun with Arthur Guinness.
And your sausage casing.
And haggis. And truck nuts with casing.
Oh, my God. We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson
and Sophia LaPage. Our audio engineer today was
Deanna
Didi
Marano.
Our podcast was recorded today at
Eggplant Picture and Sound. Our theme song is by Fez Gielen. Thank you to listener Nicole for sending us these glorious chips.
Hey guys, we have a real
favor
to
ask
of
you.
We
really
want
you
to
rate,
review,
and
subscribe
to
our
show. And
if
you
want
to
write
us a little email, drop us a line, send us a tweet. Do it by God's thumb green on the earth.
We love hearing from you. We loved getting this fan mail so much from Nicole. We love hearing any feedback about the show that you guys want to give us so that we can talk about what you want to hear about.
Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us what you want from us. So do we need to explain more? We're really bad at doing this. Okay. It really actually really helps us when you give us a rating, a review, or a subscription on iTunes or wherever else you listen to podcasts, because there's a lot of stuff that we don't understand that goes on behind the scenes. It has to do with algorithms. It has to do with
computers.
Stuff we don't really know about.
Essentially, rate, review, and subscribe. Please. Thanks.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference.
That was horrible. We can use something from that. Okay. I think that's it. We're done.
Scene. Ansel Elgort.
Apartment.
Something in the parchment. Got something in the darkness.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.